We are continuing our shiurim on Kitvun Ildor. Not really shiurim, but rather we're just reading out from the Sefer Kitvun Ildor, which is a very intrinsic part of learning Kabbalah, to understanding the history of Kabbalah, which is intrinsic in the limud. Otherwise, a person really doesn't know where how he's navigating through the Etzchayim if he doesn't understand the basics. Now we're on page Tetvav 2. Sham Asefer V'Tachli B'Chalakav. כתב עליהם רב חיים ויטל בעצמו בהקדמתו ספר שעה הקדמות. This is the words of רב חיים ויטל in שעה הקדמות. אני הכותב הצעיר חיים ויטל, I am the writer, the young רב חיים ויטל, רציתי לזכות את הרבים באלם נמרץ והמשכילים יבינו. In order to be merit the rabbim to see these great writings. וקראתי שם החיבור הזה על שמי ספר חיים, ספר עץ חיים. And I wrote it on my name, it's called עץ חיים. חיים, obviously being his name, רב חיים ויטל. וגם על שם החוכמה הזאת העצומה, also on the fact that it's a great לימוד, חוכמה עצומה. The chokhma azura nikra etz chayim. This great chokhma, depth of the deep wisdom of the Zohar is called etz chayim. V'lo etz adat. It's not called etz adat. Ba'avur ke chokhma azod to'amei chayim zachot. Anyone who are able and have the possibility of tasting of this great chokhma chayim zachot, they have a great, they merit a great life. V'yisku le'atzot chayim nitzchim. They will gain a infinite life of pleasure. ומעץ החיים הזה ממנו תאכל, and from this עץ החיים you will eat, ואכל, and he ate, וחי לעולם, you live forever. ראיתי לחלק ספר לשני חלקים, again these are all the words of Rav Chaim Vital, I've decided to split this book into two parts. וכל חלק מהם יתחלק לארבע שערים, and each חלק I will split into four שערים. Again, two parts. And you see, in the Etz Chaim, there's actually 50 שערים. 50 שערים. And it's divided right in the middle between 25 and 25. Now, each one is made out of four שערים. It's going to list them out from. חלק הראשון יתחלק לארבע שערים ואלו הם. These are the first kind of four שערים. שער הראשון, במה שעתקתי, מכתיבת יד, מוריז על עצמו. This is what I actually wrote down from the actual handwriting of the Arizal himself. שיבאר כמה מאמרים וכמה דרושים, which he himself wrote down the explanation of these מאמרים, these דרושים. That's the first שער. שער השני בהקדמות ששמעתי מפי מוריזה, and this the next shah is what I've heard directly from him. Shah shlishi bi'u kama ma'amrim min ha-sefer Zohar ve-sefer Tikunim ve-shah ma'amri Razal b'talmud ba'agadot. The third shah comprises of the ma'amrim of the Zohar, Tikunim, again other Zoharim, and the Talmud and Agada, obviously Apisod. The fourth shah bi'u psukim nifchad mikol kaf dalet svarim. And the rest is on Tanakh, other various psukim, which we explain of Yisod. Now, that's all in the first chelik. The second chelik comprises of, גם הוא נחלק לארבע חלקים, ארבע שערים. השער הראשון of chelik base, ביאור כוונת התפילות של חול, an explanation of the תפילה של חול, ושל שבתו וימים טובים, ראשי חודשים וחנוכה ופורים, בכל מעשים והמצוות הנהגות בכל זמנים אלו. All the kavanot which apply, all the, I shouldn't say a kavanot, but rather all the depth of Kabbalah which is applicable to all the Yamim Tovim, including Chanukah and Purim, and all the Maasim and Mitzvot, all the Taryag Mitzvot, all the explanation of the Mitzvot, what do they have to do, what are their substance, and so on and so forth. That's all in the first chelik of Shar Bet. Now, Shar Sheni, Biur Tamik, Tzat Mitzvot, וסידרתים כפי מקומם כפי בכל פרשה בסדר פרשיות. I explained that also going into the mitzvot, but according to now the parshiyot. Shah Shlishi Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Now this is Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Biyuchudim v'anagot lekabel lehasig Ruach HaKodesh. And the third is the called Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Those who are interested in receiving Ruach HaKodesh. Go into depth into intricacies of the Yichudim. B'ktzat kavanot tikkunim al ktzat avirot dvorim achirim. And also other inyanim which I placed in there. Leodia in chokhmat apartsuf. Those who are interested in reading, learning the wisdom of reading faces. Ma'inyana, and all that has to do with the palms and so on and so forth. V'kiyotzeba. Shar revi'i drusha gilgul. Now the last shar in the second chelik is of reincarnation. Uba yadua yodea gam shchoshe neshamot, also the inyanim of the shorish of everybody's neshamas. Pratim al nevi'im, tenaim v'amoraim, especially those discussed concerning the nevi'im, tenaim, amoraim, their shorish neshamas and how they megalgel in other people and so on and so forth. It's very, very, very interesting actually, Sefer Gilgulim. Now, Vida, on page Tetzayim. Vida, ki af al pi shechalakti achibur hazeh lishmona sha'arim, even though I split into 4-8 parts, vizu ader klalot, this is only in general. Omnam, ein lecha od v'od she'ein bo hakdamot. You should know that everything has an hakdama to it. Ve'ein lecha sha'a v'sha'a shelo nechlal b'kol shmona sha'arim. Each one includes really the other one. Now, I think this line is very, very important. Let me explain it to you. Now, so we'll see this often, and I heard this from my Rebbes as well, that in all the Sharim of Etz Chaim, it's not like a chapter that once you finish a chapter, finished, you know, that's it. But rather, in every chapter, there's the other chapter. It's not like sort of it is a build-up. Obviously, you're building up the picture. The picture is getting bigger and greater and greater and greater, more and more detail. But the interesting part of it is that every chapter has the other chapter involved. That there's a miniature Etz Chaim in every single chapter. Because if you look more in depth in that one chapter, you can find all of Etz Chaim. It's written with such a tremendous wisdom and chokhmah and depth that it's like no other book you've ever seen. And that's what he's mentioning over here. Every shar v'sham nechlal mikol shmona sharim. Important to know that. Hare, kaman, therefore, adkan, that is the end of the words of Chaim Vital. Now, hare kaman chalukat chibur l'sheva neosiim klalim. Now, Rav Chaim Vital just split up, told us the basic split up of the Etz Chaim. Aleph, akdamat tzedei shtar shelo. The first one is the primary introduction to the culmination and the expansion of the world. Bet biu mamrer zohar chazal, the explanation of the Zohar. Gimel biu psuki Tanach. Dalet the kavanot. Hey tamei mitzvot. Vav ruach hakodesh v'tikuni avonot. And zayin gilgulim. V'ashar rishon amashlimam leshmona. Are you still there?
Yeah,
okay, just heard some noises there. Now, Shah Rishon, Heshlimam Lishmone, and the first one is Mashlim Lishmone, Hu Shah Ktivat Arizal, Batsmo Bekol Nosim and Iskarim, Kol Mashik Tava Mukaz, Bishah Echad Bifnei Asmo. And the other one, the first one actually, is the writing of the Arizal, which is Mashlim is the first one. Vehem, this is what's called the Shmoneh Sha'arim. Now you hear this word over, many times over. What's called the Shmoneh Sha'arim. V'katav Rav Chaim Vital Zal, B'sefer Etz Chaim, Shechibur Kefi Sheyatza Mitachat Yado. This is what came out from under his hand. V'likut Mufchar Mikitfei HaChaverim Sider B'chibur Zeh B'sof Kol Shah V'Shah. And everything that he heard from the Chaverim, he put it here also, included as a shlamat at the end of the Sha'arim. Shekol ma shematza b'ktivehem v'heskim alav, and anything that he wrote and he was maskim, he put at the end. V'nicha erech Eder, Eder, Levado, Besov Kol Shar Shar, Me'anizkarim Kenal. And then he put it all at the end in order to be mashlim the Tmuna. Again, like we know that Rav Chaim Vital couldn't be there 24 hours a day, but rather he took the ksavim of his talmidim, of the other talmidim of Chaim Vital, of Arizal, in order to be mashlim the Tmuna. V'zeh l'shono Rav Meir Papirish, and this is what Rav Meir Papirish writes in Hakdama Sefer Derech Eretz Chaim. Acher pitirat Mori Rabinu Or, shebe'et yamim Arizal Zal, po ya Kodesh Tzvat. Tibane v'tikane lechay olam. Az itchil v'chaim v'tal Zal la'asot tzedesh lema shishama mirabo. Ken ayose lefachot 20 shana or yoter. He did this. The Rav Chaim Vital rewritten the works of the Arizal for 20 or more than 20 years. Omeze nimtzu itanu dvarim sotchim kimat zed ze kfulim umuchpalim. And we find therefore, because of this rewriting, we find full of contradictions and explanations which are doubled, tripled over and over again. Medura, medura, shonot, and more additions. Ad asher chiber medura batcha shelo. So finally, he produced his final edition. Hine hi ktuva al sefer yashar shelo bekal kadosh Damascus. Biyad beno rav muvak av Chaim Vital, Mor Rabin Shmuel Vital. Then he gave this over to his son called Shmuel Vital. And he gave this over to his son in order, because Rav Chaim Vital himself did not publish any books in his life, but rather he gave it to his son of Shmuel Vital, and he published what's called the Shmona Sharim, which we just read about. Ashrei Aim Zakta Lakta Lakachat Mina Etzach Hayim V'Achal V'Chay Olam. And Zoch is the one who has actually this Shmona Sharim in his hands. V'sefer hazeh hu kamus v'chatum biyad b'no arav. And all this is placed in the hands of Shmuel Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital. V'Hashem yarir yamav shmotav b'tov ne'imim. Ad kan l'shono. That's the words of Rav Meir Papirish, which was actually a Talmid of Rav Shmuel Vital, if I'm not mistaken. And he says that Rav Shmuel Vital should continue living on and on, because he's the one actually who published the Shmona Sharim and added to the Ksavim to his father. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time we meet.